The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 2, Episode 5?
Episode 4.
I'm getting ahead of myself there. Well, I'm in a different spot today.
Yeah, Emma's across the room.
I'm across the room today because mic 2, which is the mic I'm usually sitting at, decided not to work today. So now I'm on mic 3.
Yeah.
Across the room. And I'm looking at Riley through my microphone stand here. So I kind of can see her eyes.
Yeah, it makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's kind of making me a little dizzy. Yeah. I'm like looking at you.
Well, I feel like you have a reason to be dizzy.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Emma,
true.
Emma hurt herself.
I did hurt myself. A couple episodes ago, we said that we weren't allowed to get another injury between the two of us until season 4 of Conflicted Chaos. However, I failed to make that happen. I got a concussion.
That wasn't last smart. Sunday.
No, it was not smart. I got it at hockey. But we're feeling better now, so.
That's good.
That's good. It was just a mild concussion, thank goodness. So I was out for a couple of days, just laying in a dark room, not doing anything. I didn't like it. I had nothing boring to do. It was so boring.
Did work let you take time off?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did school let you take time off?
I had to ask for an extension on 2 projects because I literally couldn't look at the screen for 2 days. And my professor just got back to me yesterday for an assignment that I asked an extension on like last week that has already passed the due date.
Did you hand it in?
Handed it in because I was like, oh, he's not responding to me. That probably means no.
Yeah. What did he say in his email?
He was like, oh, hope you're feeling better. Please submit by this time.
And you're like, I already submitted.
I've already submitted it.
So I've already submitted.
It's already out of the way.
Oh. Well.
Well.
Emma went to a brewery, too, before she did her concussion.
Before, yeah. Before
we went to Left Field Brewing.
Actually, it was the day before I got my concussion. Yeah. What a day that was.
Yeah.
What a day.
What a weekend.
Well, actually, I had a little bit of trouble getting to the brewery.
She did.
I did. So, I've never been to a brewery before, let alone one in Toronto. Riley's the expert. So, she tells me that we're going to Left Field Brewery.
Yeah.
And as one does, I search it up in my Google Maps, and Left Field Brewery comes up, so that's where I head. And it's like 40 minutes away from my house by TTC.
Let me just say this. I did say last episode that the brewery is in between our houses.
Yeah.
We live on the same street, just different ends.
Yeah.
And so the brewery isn't that far from us.
No. And okay. I don't know. I guess I missed that part. I guess I forgot about that part. So here I am heading to Left Field Brewery on the TTC. Takes me 40 minutes to get there. I get there and I'm like, Riley, I'm here. Where are you? Because Riley was already there. And she's like, I'm upstairs. Just like go up the stairs to the left. And as soon as she said that, I knew I had messed up because it was this tiny brewery and there was no stairs. There was no upstairs. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So she sends the address to the correct one. And it's not even like 10 minutes away. It is on the other side of Toronto. Like, I am in the East End. It is in the West End. So I'm just going to Uber. So I Ubered. Luckily, my Uber was a Mercedes-Benz, and it had black and red leather seats with 2 sunroofs. It was the nicest Uber I've ever been in.
She was riding in style.
I was. But it took me, like, 35 minutes to get there. 35, 40 minutes
to
get
back
to the other end.
So I had a beer.
Yeah.
And then another one.
Then I showed up, finally.
Finally, she arrived, but I had food waiting.
Yeah.
I'd ordered wings for us.
She did.
So they had just got there right before Emma came.
Yeah.
And then I ordered Emma's flight for her.
Riley did, yep.
And
Riley chose 4 beers, because I've only had a few beers, like Corona and Blue Moon. I think those are the only 2 beers I've ever had. So I don't really know anything about beer, like the different kinds. So Riley ordered it for me.
Yeah, Emma told me she wanted citrusy. Like, I think she said fruity and citrusy.
Yeah.
And so, with beer, there's, like, 2 different ways you could go with the citrus. You go for, like, the IPA, the hazy IPA style, or you could go, like, the sour style.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm more of a sour person, but I don't mind a hazy IPA, like, the odd time. My mom's a hazy IPA drinker. So I ordered Emma one sour, the lager, and then a hazy IPA and a pale ale. And I was like, oh, I've done it. I've done such a good job.
I'm going to like all four of them.
She did not.
I liked two out of the four. I liked the lager because that one was more similar to, like, Corona.
Yeah, their lager is super light, too. So yeah. That was...
I did not like the hazy IPA. And what was the other one?
The pale ale.
Pale ale.
The pale ale had a worse reaction than the hazy IPA. Yeah.
It was too bitter for me. Like, it was
going down. You weren't expecting it.
No, going down, it was hard to get down. It had, like, an aftertaste for me.
Yeah.
That I did not necessarily like. But then I liked the sour, because it was raspberry lemonade or something like that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. So yeah. I liked the first one and the fourth one. The two middle ones, not so much.
So now you know for when you go to the next brewery.
Now I know.
You like a sour, you like lager.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, you might like a Goza and a Saison.
See, she's literally the expert. Like, she knows everything there is to know about beer.
No. Some things. I worked at a brewery, you know.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but next time you go, when we go to the one in Collingwood.
Yes, there is a brewery in Collingwood that I'm going to take Riley to one of these days.
Yeah.
Gonna be
when
good.
She brings me to Collingwood.
When I finally bring her to Collingwood.
Yeah, I've been waiting. I just want to go to the Glee Club so bad.
I hate to break it to you, but the Glee Club has been out of business for quite a few
years. I'm going to start it up when we're there.
Yeah. No, she is.
Do your parents drink beer?
Yeah. My dad loves beer. Yeah.
Does he drink, like, hazies and stuff like that? Or does he drink, like, lagers?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh. Well, that's no help.
Bud Light? What is that?
That's like a lager.
That's like a lager. So I guess lagers then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. After we did the brewery, Emma finished her flight. We were at the brewery for like 3 hours.
Yeah, we were.
A long time. We were supposed to do research for school, but...
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen, yeah.
I was too invested in finding a beer that I liked.
Yeah. We were researching beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we went to the hockey game.
We did, but the TMU hockey game.
Yeah, but before, we had a really good Uber drive. Our Uber driver was, he was a very nice man.
Yes.
And
he was actually very nice.
He like, was very
like,
nice.
Genuinely very nice.
Yeah. But Emma and I were not in the state to be having a nice conversation. And then my friend called and she was like talking to us. And
we missed a part. The Uber driver was driving a Dodge Caravan.
Yeah.
So a minivan. Yeah. I haven't been in a minivan in a long time.
Yeah, I hadn't either. Yeah, we slid the door.
We slid the door open, hopped on in.
Yeah. Yeah, and then my friend called, and she started talking to the Uber driver man. And I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I didn't think that he was even listening. She goes, thank you, sexy Uber driver, for getting my friends there safe.
And he goes, thank you very much. And he, like, salutes or something.
Yeah, yeah, he put his hand up. Yeah. And then I think he said, it's my pleasure or something.
Yeah.
And, like, he kept going and Jazz kept going. Yeah. And I peed my pants. It happened.
Well, I was like, we need to get to this hockey arena fast because this is too funny. Like, I'm going to pee my pants. And Riley was like, I just did.
Yeah, so we got to the hockey game. Emma's roommate met us.
Yes. And her boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
They didn't get a puck this time.
We did not get a puck this time. I did get a popcorn, though, and it was $6.
You know what else you got? You got a lanyard.
I got a lanyard.
My friend Emma got a lanyard.
Yes, they were throwing out TMU lanyards. I caught one. Actually, all four of us got one.
Yeah, we did. But I don't
know what to do with mine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got... Oh, and then I tried to get a hot dog, and they were all sold out.
They were all sold out.
That was really upsetting.
Really sad. I'm still not over the popcorn being $6.
Yeah, that's expensive. It was the same price as, I think hot dog might have been cheaper, actually.
Hot dog was cheaper. Hot dog was like $4, $5. It was cheaper. I looked at the board. But I wanted popcorn. Oh, well.
Next time. Well, there's that big tournament going on there right now,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes, there is. Actually, next weekend. Yeah.
I thought it was this weekend.
The U Cup. This weekend. It is this weekend. Yes.
Like, the just passed.
It's the 14th to the 17th
oh.
of March.
Oh.
But I don't know whether or not TMU students get in for free. I looked online and it brought me to Ticketmaster.
Oh, that's annoying.
So tickets are like $30. But apparently it's going to be a pretty big thing, so... Because it's the first time TMU has hosted this tournament. So... They lost the final, though.
Oh.
TMU. Yeah. The championship.
So they didn't win.
So they didn't win gold, no. Oh. They were playing against... I think it was that school in Quebec. Do you know that one? I think...
McMaster?
No, McMaster... What? McMaster is in Hamilton.
Oh, McGill. Ontario. McGill.
Oh, no, not
They're basically McGill. The same.
McGill's in Montreal.
McMaster is in Hamilton. Hamilton is my favorite city. Hamilton if anyone is. Wanted to know, Hamilton is my favorite city in Ontario.
Have we ever talked about our seat-filling adventure?
No, we haven't.
I don't think we've ever talked about that. In the summer, Riley sent me a Google form, and I opened the Google form, and it was an application to be a seat filler for the CCMA Awards,
yeah.
Which, for those who don't know, is the Canadian Country Music Awards. They're held in Hamilton, and it was free. Like, we just had to sign up, and I was like, perfect, let's do it. So we signed up to be a seat filler, and we dressed up nice because they told us to dress up, like, kind of country attire and to look nice because you're going to be on camera.
Yeah.
And seat fillers are there because for live television, it can't look like there's an empty seat in the building. So they get these people to come in and sit sort of near the stage so that when the cameras go around the stage, there's not an empty seat.
Yeah.
So we were those people that were sitting by the stage. And we, when we first got sat, we were sitting... So far away.
Yeah, we were very far, but it was still fine. We were like, we were fine with where we were sitting.
Yeah,
like, we were like, okay, yeah.
And then we got moved up.
We had to wait in this lineup for so long.
Yes, we did.
Like, we waited a really long hours. I'm pretty sure.
Was it hours?
I think it was like 2 or 3 hours. We went for dinner. We went to Hamilton.
We did. We got
my favorite city. Yeah, we went to a taco restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Had Marg's. I had Marg's.
I didn't have Marg's.
I had Marg's. I remember just standing there waiting forever.
Yeah.
And then we did get to see it.
Yeah.
And then
they moved us literally like 3 rows from the stage.
Yeah.
It was the closest I've ever been to a stage for a concert in my life. And it was, there were free tickets.
Yeah, it was.
And we were sitting there and I was thinking like, all of these people who have paid $50+ for their tickets up in the nosebleeds, and we're here sitting 3 rows from the stage, and it was free.
Yeah. Like, and it was good people, too. It was, like, Sam Hunt played. Yeah. Who
Bentley?
Else? Yeah, Dierks Bentley. No, did Dierks Bentley play?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Brett Kissel?
Brett
the
Kissel?
Reclaws?
Tennille Towns?
Yeah. There was so much.
Oh, it Train. Was... Train played,
oh, yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. We were never on camera, though, I don't think.
No, we weren't, because my parents were watching,
yeah.
And they never saw us.
Yeah, but it was a fun experience.
Yeah, it was
And then
fun.
We had to, oh my God, and then getting back to Toronto
oh, yes.
from Hamilton was such a nightmare.
Well, Hamilton is not, it can be a little bit scary at night when you're
yeah.
alone, and so we were at the train station, and...
It was the two of us.
And the train station, like, it's closed, so you have to wait outside. And this was, like, midnight, and it was just the two of us. And we had to wait probably for about an hour for our bus to take us back to Union. But, again, there's nowhere to wait, so you're just waiting outside at midnight.
Yeah.
And it was scary. And we couldn't even wait in the bus because the bus wasn't there yet.
Yeah, it took, yeah, we were there. We went across, and we went to the sketchy gas station.
Yeah.
And we got, like.
Some snacks.
We were so hungry.
Yeah.
Because we weren't allowed to eat. We weren't allowed to drink.
Yeah.
We weren't, like, allowed to do... We weren't allowed to move.
Yeah.
Like, it was strict.
Yeah.
And then, oh, we weren't even allowed our phones out.
No.
But we did take... We did do a few sneaks.
On the commercial breaks is
yeah.
when I would pull out my phone and take a photo. But I don't have any photos of the artists. I think I might have one. But that's it.
Yeah, I videoed a bit of, like, the last performance. But
yeah.
that was it. But, yeah, so Hamilton at night, don't recommend.
Yeah,
Hamilton during the day, though, unreal city.
Riley posted something on her story, and I think she was like, is it Montreal or is it Hamilton, Ontario?
It was like a church that
yeah.
looked like a fancy church,
yeah.
but it was on a sketchy street.
Yeah, it was a fun experience. I would
yeah.
do it again, for sure.
I would do it again, too.
Especially because, again... They were free tickets, and we were right by the stage.
Yeah, I just go earlier so I could hang out in Hamilton longer.
Yeah. Riley actually really wants to visit London, Ontario.
Yeah, I do.
That's her next stop.
My next stop on the Ontario list.
Do you have any bucket list items for London, Ontario?
I want to see the Queen. Well, maybe, I guess the King now.
London, Ontario.
Yeah. That's what I would like to do while I'm there.
Visit Western University.
Oh, is that where Western is?
Yeah, and Fanshawe.
What's Fanshawe?
Fanshawe College.
Oh, I thought that was like a music festival.
No.
Whenever I've heard people talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're pretty big party schools. Like, I have some friends that go to both, and...
Isn't Western, like, the big party town?
No, I think they're...
Or is it Waterloo?
Queens. Queens.
Is that not what you're talking... Oh, no,
Kingston.
Western. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say Queens is probably one of the biggest party schools.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not TMU.
No, it actually is not TMU.
No.
Because we're in the middle of Toronto. Like, TMU campus is on, like, two blocks of Toronto.
Yeah.
There's
campus.
Like, yeah. There's campus, but... it's not secluded.
Where do TMU kids go out?
I think just to the bars in Toronto, like King Street.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know that there's like the Maddie, which is the Madison Avenue pub, which is, where is it? It's like on Bloor, I think, somewhere up north a bit more. And I think that's sort of where
I've never
the
been
action
there.
Is for university students. I've never been there either. Actually, I went there once in the summer, but that was before I even knew that it was the hangout spot for university kids. But we were there at like 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't bumping.
Wasn't bumping yet.
Oh.
No.
Hmm.
But another funny thing that happened that we haven't brought up yet is poor Timmy.
Yeah, poor Timmy. So when I first moved in, I had like some people over. My mom like hosted like a dinner and like, so my old roommates came and they got me an orchid and I named him Tim. Tim the orchid.
Tim the orchid.
And he just gets watered like once a day or not once a day, once a week. And so I had him for the year and then he was thriving. He was living his best life.
Yeah.
And I was I left in the end of April and then I had May, June, July, August, 4 months that I wasn't going to be here. And Emma was staying downtown. So I was like, Emma, do you want a pet
Let's back it up. She asked me, like, as I was, I think we hung out, like, the day before you left. And you asked me, as I was leaving your apartment, we were like, bye, see you in 4 months. By the way, do you want an orchid? And I was like, Riley, I do not have a green thumb at all. Like, it may not survive. I'm just letting you know. Like, you are taking
but
this
risk.
But
I was like, all you have to do is water it once a week.
Yeah.
And he thrives. Like, look at how nice he was.
Yeah.
Well,
I took Timmy home.
And Emma was sending me updates throughout the summer, and Timmy was not doing good. But when I get back, I wasn't even told that he had been thrown in the garbage. I get back, and I'm, like, ready to take him back. I'm, like, I'm going to revive him. I'm, like, ready to give CPR. Like, I'm giving him mouth-to-mouth. No, he was thrown in the garbage.
No. Do you know how I told you? I remember how I told you. Yeah, so he was not doing well. Like, there was no recovering for him. He was, like, very
But you didn't
unwell.
Tell me until I got back.
He was very unwell. So, I told you over text because I didn't want it to be, I wanted it to be, you know, just rip off the Band-Aid. And I was like, it was a couple weeks since the funeral.
I didn't even get to attend.
And I had texted you and I went, Riley, and you went, you just knew, you went, Emma, no. You went, Emma, no, you didn't. And I went, Riley, it had to be done. And you were like, you threw him in the garbage. And I was like, I'm so sorry. It was time. It was his time. He couldn't wait till you got back. Like, it was time.
It was just like when my cat died a couple of hours before I got home.
What?
Oh, my God.
What? Did this actually happen?
So I get home. It must have been first year. Maybe it was second year. And I get in the car, and my dad was like, so Rye, we have something to tell you. And I was like, what? And they're like, her name is Angel. I called her Ange. They're like, Angel passed away a couple of hours ago.
Angel couldn't hold on. Angel,
I was like, oh my God. And my mom was like, yeah, we asked the doctors if we could wait until you got home. I didn't even know she was sick.
Oh, they put her down.
Yeah. But they're like, no, like, she suffered. She had, like, something going on with her kidney. She was, like, 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's an old cat. She was a nightmare. She was not nice. Not a nice cat. No, but, yeah. And my dad, like, took a picture of her, like, dead, so that I would believe it. Because he's like, he thought that I would think that they were tricking me.
Oh, my God.
It was fine. We have our ashes. So.
How did you react to this?
I was fine.
You were like, oh.
Yeah, we had a hate it. We had, like, she slept on my head every night.
Was it an inside or outside cat?
It was an inside cat. But, yeah, she would sleep on my head. But, like, if I moved or anything, like, then she'd, like, yell at me. She'd, like, start screaming at me in the middle of the night.
I am not a cat person.
I'm not a cat person either.
Like, at all. And I think it's because when I grew up, none of my close friends or none of my family members or my family, immediate family, had a cat. Like, I was never around a cat. So when I would go to someone's house and they would have a cat, it's like it was like a creature that I had never been surrounded around before. Like, it was just, like, something new. Like, I've always been around dogs.
Yeah.
So cats was a whole new thing. And so I've always been afraid of, like, them scratching me and whatnot. But I just don't get outdoor cats. That is something I just, like, cannot wrap my head around.
Yeah.
Like, you purchase a cat, but then it's, like, outside the whole day. And then you bring him inside to your house. But what... You don't know where that cat has been the whole day.
Yeah, it's up to no good. Cats are up to no good.
You don't know what the cat has, like, been licking or, like, what it's been into.
No.
Or who, like, you don't know if it's been in someone else's house. Like, it's just kind of gross to me.
Yeah. We don't have cats anymore. We were, like, ready once, like, Angel and Charlie died.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, no more cats. But, like, we had two cats before, and, like, the one cat I married, like... He was my cat husband.
This is
husband.
Actually true.
Yeah, this is true.
Riley wanted to do... Is this the film idea you had?
Yes, yes, yes.
Second year, she wanted to do a short film based on this.
I already did the short film, so I already had the script written.
Yeah.
Like, it was already finished. But, yeah, so baby Dirt died. He had a blood clot in his leg.
Oh, no.
And then my parents were worried that Sam... Because apparently, like, it ran in the family because they were brothers.
Yeah.
My parents were worried that Sammy was going to get the same thing. And then their poor daughter was going to be a widow.
Yeah.
And
oh, no.
She was, so then we got these two cats, Charlie and Angel.
Yeah.
And they were terrible. Like, they ruined our furniture. They were, like, not nice. Like, Charlie would, like, attack Stan. Like, my parents would, like... Or my mom would, like, be picking, like, Charlie's nails out of Stan's head.
Because, ow,
like,
poor Stan.
Like, Sam would go in the corner and pee because he was so terrified of this cat.
Poor Stan.
Because they were rescues too, so they're from, like, the SPCA. So
yeah,
and they were, like, Charlie was, like, born in the wild.
Oh,
and, like, and then someone found him, and all of his brothers died, and his mom died.
Oh.
He was, like, the only survivor, and so then they brought him in, and then Angel was there too, but Angel's mom was there, and so Charlie would, like, drink the milk from Angel's mom. I think like the mom, like, mothered Charlie, so then Charlie and Angel were, like, basically siblings. They weren't related siblings, but they were siblings.
Yeah.
So, and then we got them.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they both lived till, like, 18.
Yeah, that's a long life for a
cat.
I don't really know what the normal lifespan for a cat is.
Yeah, Sammy lived till 15.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Still a long life.
Yeah, very long life.
Yeah. See, I've only had dogs, and so the first dog we had growing up, she lived to 14 and a half.
Oh, okay.
But she was a golden retriever, so that's still pretty long. Because golden retriever, they're known to be developed with cancer.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, we don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
No. Yeah, I would never get a cat again. Cats are gross.
No. And then I just, like, the whole litter box situation, and then whatever room the litter box is, it like, just does not smell great. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not for me. I can see how people... can like a cat because you can just leave it for the whole day.
Yeah, they aren't that much work.
With
but
dogs, you have to come home every couple hours, take them out, walk them. Cats, you can just...
Yeah, but dogs are way more fun.
I agree with that.
And on that note...
On that note...
We're out of time.
We're out of time. Hopefully next time we'll have a regular...
Yeah, hopefully.
Positioning back.
Yeah, I didn't like this.
Yeah, I know. I haven't really been able to see you. I've been looking at you again through this.
Yeah, I can see stand. I can see your eyeballs, but I can't really see much more of your face.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Adios.